Today's talk, I wanted to just talk for a little bit. This will be about equanimity. Not too long ago, a student came in to see me, and you know, he was really happy, and he said, "You know, I get it. I have this. I'm equanimous. I feel great equanimity." So this student came in and he was really happy. Things are so great. Everything is just smooth and equanimous. And so I asked him, well, what about when things aren't so great? Where's your equanimity then? And it's like, oh, you know, is there such a thing as equanimity under fire, when the whole universe is on fire? What does that equanimity look like? So in my opening comments for our retreat, I mentioned Yongmen Jeonjin, which means to leap like a tiger while sitting. And this leaping is our engagement, our readiness, availability to be equal to the moment, to meet the moment 100%, good or bad or whatever. 100%. That's leaping like a tiger while sitting. Microphone coming in and out. Birds singing, people laughing, people listening. To meet that 100% is leaping like a tiger while sitting, or for that matter, while doing anything. The difficulty we have is that we're often not 100%. We're so, often carrying a load of other thoughts, feelings, impulses that cloud or get in between our ability to equal the moment. So I wanted to bring some to this conversation, some examples. I don't know if any of you saw, how many of you have seen that old movie, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon? No. Almost everyone. It's a great movie if you haven't seen it. So there's lots of fancy martial arts moves and people flying through the air and lots of drama. But there was one scene that struck me the most, and I don't remember the whole context, but this the woman who's the heroine of this story, I don't remember her name either, she's hiding her strength, her insight, her power, and she doesn't want people to know about it, but there's a scene where she's having tea with somebody. And the tea is about to be passed to her, but it's slips and is about to fall. But this woman just, you know, in the flash of an eye, she's got it. She's caught it. And then her power is revealed, you know, because it's so there. That's 100%. It's not magic. It's not special effects. Although in the movie, I imagine they did speed it up so it looked like it. But what it really is that 100% quality, no hesitation, going for it, meeting the moment, equal to the moment. It's very impressive when, you know, you see that in action. When I was a teenager, my best friend had a little baby sister. So, you know, she's a teenager and her sibling is like 6 months old or something. And I saw that exact same scene then. You know, she was at our house with her little sister and the baby dropped something and, you know, my friend just grabbed it before it spilled. And I was so impressed. I was like, wow, you know, it would take me half an hour to even figure out what's going on and feel uncertain about what to do and be embarrassed and all these other things. And my friend was just whoosh, like that. And then I became, many years later, I became a mother. And through practice of having everything spilt, everything falling apart on a daily basis, you develop this skill. It's not magic. It's a practice. Meeting the moment, spot on. So guess what? That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here. To sit all day is this great opportunity to practice that readiness, availability. So when, you know, when I mentioned leaping like a tiger while sitting, it's that readiness to be there and do. And that resting and openness is the same thing, but that side of just quiet spaciousness. One is open, and then one is taking that openness to action and the specificity of that moment. So I suppose I might as well tell you. When I was a teenager and I was inspired by this friend of mine, I thought, well, maybe I can do some babysitting and you know, get good at this or something. And I had a very, very short babysitting career. The one and only babysitting job I ever had was to take care of these two little boys. And I had the idea, the preloaded idea, that, you know, they're free, I'm free, we can just have a great friendship by my allowing them to be free. I think you can guess where that might have ended up. the other side of what I was keeping in my mind, or that I wasn't keeping in mind, was my karma, is that I'm incredibly gullible. I've always been very gullible. So these two rascally little boys, they tell me, whenever we have a babysitter, we're allowed to just hang out with our friends. So I said, okay. And you know, they go merrily on their way, and I'm just hanging around and say, this is easy. And what happens is they get into heaps of trouble. It was, you know, there were a lot of Band-Aids involved, broken glass, and everybody was okay, but I so completely did not meet the moment's situation that that was the end of my babysitting career. So there's a lot that we may or may not be aware of that we bring to the equation of time and space, of moment, mind. One more example of things spilling suddenly. Much later than when I was a teenager, and I was visiting a cousin of mine that I hadn't seen in a long, long time. We'd never been close, but I was in town for a craft fair, and so I figured I'd look her up. And we're sharing a meal. Her daughter is fixing a bagel, putting some cream cheese on it, and drops it, landing face down on, you know, cream cheese side down. and her mother flies into a rage. And it's like, I was with my son who was really young at that time, and we're both just kind of jaw-dropping watching this and can't believe what is going on. There was no meeting. And, you know, this cousin grew up in a family that argued all the time. The volume of their household was way up here, way up there. And I thought, oh my goodness, this karma, it goes on and on and on. How do we get out of the ocean of suffering? By what we're trying moment by moment here in this retreat. I think sometimes we don't give enough credit to our just simply showing up and sitting still. Through all the stuff that comes and goes in our mind and heart, just that we are sitting here, facing it, in a posture, a physical posture of stillness, this is practicing equanimity. By taking up this posture, our body supports us in that endeavor of being equal to. And we're all in on this contract, you know, so there's discomfort, frustration, we see everybody else is just sitting there, so we sit there. We hang in there with it. It's tremendous practice. Even when it may feel like that, you know, the mind wheel is going constantly, the training is still happening because you're seeing it. So if my cousin could for one moment see that what's arising and stop, you know, probably the next time she did. We all lose it. We all lose it and we see it. And then next time, you know, then what? Get up, help clean it up, make another bagel. That's all. So I'll probably talk more about this on Sunday, but let's not fool ourselves into thinking that perhaps if we do this practice long enough, we'll get to a place of equanimity where everything is fine. Just seeing it, whatever it is, and then seizing the opportunity to engage. Holding nothing back. What a precious moment world this is, isn't it? So thank you for listening to these few comments. Let's carry it forward.